Hello, Queen, and welcome to the Queen Authors Making Millions podcast episode, the world's number one podcast for Queen authors, writers, and publishers that will help you skyrocket your book to millions, advance within your publishing business, and reach the next level of elevated abundance God has meant just for you. Be sure to visit www.queenauthorsmakingmillionspodcast.com to receive the latest episodes, subscribe, and also receive free knowledge, gifts, and information that will truly help you elevate to your next level of abundance. Now on to this week's episode. Hello, 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 my beautiful queen author and queen publishers. I pray that you are having a fantastic week. We are back for another episode of the Queen Authors Making Millions podcast, the world's number one podcast for Christian queen authors and publishers that will teach you the exclusive strategies to market your life-changing book to millions and tap into the next level of financial, spiritual, and elevated abundance God has already ordained for you. So we, again, have a phenomenal guest on our show, a phenomenal queen who is going to bless us with not just her expertise, but her wisdom on today. I have had the pleasure of knowing this queen for some time now, and I'm so excited to bring her to you, and we are going to learn today about a topic that many of us as queen authors struggle with, queen authors and queen publishers. I don't care which one you are, this is kind of a untapped, untalked about secret. And I'm not going to go into it too much, but I would like to introduce to you today Minister Felicia Lucas. Minister Felicia Lucas is a number one international best-selling author, a nine-time best-selling author. She is a speaker, a coach, a book publisher, and a proud wife. She has so much on her plate. So I tell you, stick around because she is a great one to talk to us about this topic. She is married to her husband, Pastor Kevin Lucas, and they have both co-founded Take It Back by Force, Take It by Force Ministries, a nonprofit youth and young adult 501c3 organization, and also Dominion Tabernacle Church. They have three lovely children as well. And along with all of that that she does involved with ministry, this woman is a businesswoman. She is a boss. She is the CEO of His Glory Creations Publishing LLC. And this publishing company is an international Christian publishing company that helps launch and scale the creative works of new, inspiring, and seasoned authors across the globe through stories that are inspirational, empowering, life-changing, or educational in nature, including poetry, fiction, and nonfiction. And she is the proud founder of His Glory Creations Christian Store, a Christian and inspirational store. Minister Felicia, my sister, my friend, thank you so much for joining us today on the Queen Authors Making Millions podcast. How are you doing on today, sis?
Hey, hey, hey. I am doing well, and I am so excited about sharing with you and your audience on tonight, and I appreciate the invitation to do so.
Awesome, awesome. Well, you know, it is always a pleasure to have you, and you and I have been connected for some time now, and when, you wanted to come on, and I'm, you know, inviting and picked you to come on, it was just a pleasure because I know the wisdom that you have, and not just wisdom, but how you live it, and I know that the women are definitely going to be blessed on today to really learn about balance. Something that we all struggle with, even though we don't want to say it, right? We all struggle with balance. So I read some of your, you know, your bio and talked about you, and to be honest, there's so much more. You were the recipient of the North Carolina a Career Woman of the Year award, and you graduated from University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and all the things that I've already mentioned, sis. how do you I'm just going to leave it at that. How do you do that? You know, I'm guessing there was probably a point where you weren't able to balance it all, right?
Absolutely.
So I'm going to let you speak to us in regards to that, because you are a woman that is definitely living in purpose, like so many of us are, and know that there is even more, right? So how do you, how did you get from out of balance to in balance? How do you even balance it today? I'm going to stop talking and let you just spill the beans.
Well, I think for me, starting out on this journey, and I've been on this journey for some years, but when I started to become intentional about the purpose of God, and I think sometimes what happens is that as women of God, we're trying to find ourselves. We're trying to see, you know, where do we fit in. And I think for me, once I made a conscientious decision that I'm going to walk in my purpose, I think it helped me even more so to be balanced. There was a time, you know, all the things that are on that you mentioned on the resume, you know, obviously they weren't happening simultaneously, but there were times where, you know, as being the first lady of the church and being an entrepreneur and being a wife and having a full-time job and doing the things I was doing in the community, I became overwhelmed. And what ended up happening was that I was putting more weight on areas of my life at that particular time that I should not have been. And as a result, my life was spiraling out of control. My husband and I have been married for 23 years, but when we went through that time frame, it put strain on our marriage. And it was one of those things where I would call a wake-up call, where one day he asked me, "Do you want to be married?" And
wow,
for the pastor of the church to say that to the first lady, because I was so busy doing all these things, I was losing my family. I was losing Felicia in the process. And so it was a wake-up call for me to say, wait a minute, hold up. This is not working. And I think now, looking back over it, after all this time that has passed, keeping God first was what was not happening. And to be honest about that, and sometimes people don't want to be honest about, we get so focused on what we want to do, and it wasn't about what I wanted to do. It was more so about what God wanted to do through me, but I couldn't keep it all in perspective.
Wow. And that's so powerful, you know, what you said. Definitely when you started off by saying, you know, sometimes we do a lot because we're trying to find ourselves, right? We as women, we are nurturers, and sometimes we feel we have to be superwoman. I think it was Shaka Khan who had that song, "I'm not your superwoman," you know. And definitely within the African American community, the Black community, it's ingrained in us, you know. So this would be my question to you. How did you know what to fall back on, right, when you were in the midst of juggling everything? How did you know what to take a step back from versus what to continue forth with? And I'm asking that because there may be a sister who's listening on today that is juggling so many things, but her spirit is telling her that she needs to, you know, it's telling her that she needs to do. So what would you say to someone that's in that situation? How do they know what they need to let go of and what they need to continue forth with?
Gotcha. Great question. And for me, the piece that was causing the most of the being out of balance was actually me as an entrepreneur, because I was not properly handling my entrepreneurial business. Okay. So for me, I was focusing more on that than focusing on all those other things, my spiritual life, my marriage, my kids, the church, the community. I was putting all of my time there. So it was a time management piece for me that caused me to reevaluate. And I think sometimes, you know, as business boss women and business ladies, that we sometimes we put our business before God. We put our business before our family, and God was like, oh no, this is not going to work. And so you're thinking that I was thinking I was being successful. And yeah, I was growing in the company and moving up and, you know, making money. But to, for me, my marriage and my family was more important. And I would rather spend time with them appropriately versus putting all my energy into my business. And so for me, it totally changed how I operated my business. And at this point now with, you know, with the publishing company, being having an opportunity to look at it as a totally different perspective, because I know what it feels like if you are not properly grounded, and I was not spiritually, which affected everything. It's a lot.
No, that's a profound point that you brought up, because it comes down to, and I've been through it too. You know, I went through this last year. Where I found myself getting burnt out, and I had to reevaluate, okay, well, Rhonda, are you having faith in yourself, or are you having faith in God, you know? You know, the Bible says, you know, that all things work together for the good, and, if you know, God provides for the sparrows and all the animals. What makes us think he's not going to provide for us, you know? And I know myself, another thing that I have realized, to piggyback off of what you said, I'm a visionary, right? And I know, like you, you know, God just continues to give us the vision, right? And when we finish one thing, he'll give us something else, right? I remember when you came out with your Christian inspirational store, I said, yes, go Felicia, you and your husband. But sometimes it's about, like you said, being aligned with purpose. Because when you're aligned with purpose and when you're spending time with God, then that is when you understand when it's meant to be released and when you're supposed to wait. And, you know, all of that is very important, you know. So that's very, very, very profound what you said. Trusting God, you know, and even in business, you know, it's about working smarter, not harder. So I'm glad that you were able to recognize that, you know, at the time back then, that there was some reevaluating that you needed to do within your business, because sometimes we push, you know, we push towards the goal for the higher calling, but there is also a strategic step and plan that you need to take to do that. So kudos to you. Kudos to you.
And I think one of the first thing was I had to repent to God because I had allowed that to become my God. And as we know in the word of God, it says, you know, he's a jealous God. He does not want us to put anything before him. And so for me, I had to start there. Then, of course, I had to get things right with my husband and, you know, my kids. But that's the spiritual part of me that was, that had to be addressed, because I can't expect things to continue to go forth in bountifulness and blessings if, you know, if I don't have God on my side. And so it's one of those things where I had to get it right with him. And so that was a whole like process of creating that intimacy back with him that I had prior to him giving me the gifts to do what I was doing.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And it's awesome that you didn't just recognize it, but you repented, you know?
Right.
Forgiveness and repentance are different. I know you know this, but, you know, for the women on the line, forgiveness is when you acknowledge and you ask, but repentance is when you acknowledge, you ask, and you make a change. And that's what's really required to get to the next level, you know, is that change process. So could you tell us a little bit, and, you know, maybe not verbatim, but how would you say now your life is structured? Because you have a lot that you're doing, right? How do you find the time to, you know, be wife and spend time with the husband and the children and work your business and all that? How do you structure yourself?
I learned the power of no. And it took me a lot
Lord. We could preach on that all day.
And so it's one of those things kind of where you kind of have to balance it or look at it to say, the pros and the cons. And so there's times when things are presented to me And I say no, and I'm okay with saying no.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, because I primarily was a people pleaser, and so I didn't want her to be mad. I didn't want her to be upset, or I didn't want him to think this way. But it became a point where I just had to get over, like, what people think, because it really is not my business anyway, what they think.
Come on.
When it comes to things such as that, and to say no. And I think for me, with the time management piece, I've been more strategic, actually, you know, writing out goals, writing out strategies. And if something comes along that doesn't align with that, feeling comfortable saying no. And so even now, you know, I still have a full-time job. I'm still an entrepreneur. I'm still wearing all those hats, but it's the being intentional about my interaction with all those aspects of me is where the change is.
Awesome. Powerful, powerful. So I just want to recap, because Minister Felicia just gave us three very powerful points that can help us align to the balance and you know, the purpose that God has for us in this season. So first, she talked about the power of no. No is a complete sentence. It's a complete sentence. And that is something that many struggle with, right? But, you know, saying no is very, very important at times.
Right.
And then you also talked about writing the vision, right?
Mm-hmm.
The word says write the vision and make it plain. And that's very important because you also said, which I don't know if people miss, but writing the vision, and then if something comes up, you take what you've written, right, and you compare it to that, and if it doesn't align, so that's really like your GPS, right? And that's profound, because your vision is what's going to keep you grounded, and that's very, very important when your visionary, such as, you know, myself and Minister Felicia, and those of you who God is using to impact, you know, the world, and you know you have so much to give, you know, in that season, staying aligned in that season. And then you said being intentional. That's very, very important as well. And something to piggyback off of that, I have learned in my journey, even being intentional with, you know, time with family and just being in the moment. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, I work from home, and sometimes with the home being my workplace, and, you know, it's very easy to spend time but not be present. You know, being intentional in that space is so important. So that's awesome. That's awesome. So I encourage you, my sisters, as we embark on, you know, the beginning of this quarter, and whenever you're listening to this, I encourage you to do an evaluation of where you are, because this is very important to your purpose. I don't want to blame everything on Satan, right? But we know that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and he will send whatever he can, even if it's something as minor as a distraction from, you know, something else that's not meant in that purpose to do, you know, right then, but you're trying to do it, but it's not meant for later. Anything he can send. So I encourage you to really evaluate what Minister Felicia has given us, okay? Three things, right? Do you need to say no more? And it's okay, right? Do you need to say no more? Okay, and becoming okay with that. Have you written your vision, right? Have you written the steps of your vision? Not only have you written it, is it in a place that is visible to you? Do you revisit the vision, right? And then also, are you intentional? Are you present? Okay, so those are very, very, very important to really really get the balance that God has called for us to get in the season that he has called for us in right now. So, Minister Felicia, you talked about overwhelm, right? You talked about the feeling of overwhelm. Can you kind of explain to us a little bit more how that impacted what you were doing? Did that kind of put a halt? You know, because I know when I get overwhelmed, sometimes it's hard to make the moves that God has called for me to make. So with overwhelm, what would you say to a young lady right now that is overwhelmed, right, with all the responsibilities? And when we're recording this, if you're listening to this later, this may not apply, but it could still apply to where you are right now. When we're recording this, many people, definitely women, feel overwhelmed because we're going through the coronavirus epidemic. Kids are out of school, right? And some parents that are not used to necessarily having to homeschool, they now have that on their plate. How would you tell somebody to really take hold of overwhelm?
Yes. And so, as you mentioned, I have three children. I have two teenagers and a 12-year-old. So my kids are a little older. So the homeschooling part, I don't necessarily have to do as much. I just have to follow up to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do. But I would say that even as we are going through what we're going through now, if you still have to take time for yourself and you still have to have what we call me time. And so for me, like this morning, I got up at 5 o'clock. Well, of course, my teenagers were not awake at 5 o'clock this morning. So I had to carve out, and they didn't probably get up till about 9 o'clock. So for me, that was, I was intentional about my time, knowing that the house was 100% quiet. So to give me that time to spend one in the word, and doing, you know, things I wanted to do with my business while they were asleep and not, there. And so I would say that a person, if you're feeling very overwhelmed, first you have to carve out time for yourself. Carve out time as well to spend with meditation with God, but you got to have a daily schedule. And so even with my 12-year-old that's at home, he has a schedule as to what he should be following throughout the day. One, it keeps me on track. It keeps him on track. Everybody knows, okay, from 10 to 11, this is what's going on. So if you are just experiencing, let's just talk about outside of this, experiencing where you're overwhelmed, you have to get a planner. You have to have something, even as a written planner or your phone. The key is being organized. And the other part of that is learning how to ask for help. So help can mean that you may need a family member to do something for you, or help may mean if you are a business lady, you may have to hire someone to do something that you are currently doing. Help may mean that you may need to speak to a mental health professional. And all of those things that I just mentioned, I've used. And not to be, to feel ashamed that you may have to, you know, get mental health assistance. So those kinds of things have helped me with my overwhelmingness, if that's a word.
Yes, yes. No, that's very, very, very powerful. Thank you for sharing those. Yeah, definitely the outsourcing part of it, the help. You know, sometimes as women, we don't want to ask for help, you know. But I've learned in my journey, too, that help is definitely very, very important. Definitely when you're running businesses and you have kids and, you know, this is a lot. And, right. You know, I encourage all of you to really sit down, all my sisters who are listening to this, and really just brainstorm, you know, what do you need help with? What can you outsource? Because there are many ways that you can outsource things, from, you know, going grocery shopping, little things, going grocery shopping, getting laundry done. I mean, little things, right, that are mundane things that are necessities, but they take time, right? So definitely, definitely. I know myself, I'll just mention a few here. I know for the shopping, I have used Instacart. My sisters, if you have never used Instacart, look up Instacart. It is an app, and they will do grocery shopping for you. I don't know if it's nationwide or not. I'm pretty sure it is. But yeah, we used Instacart last week with the everything that is going on. So, you know, little things like that, you know, just making sure that you're balancing out and also receiving the help that God sends you to, because sometimes we feel overwhelmed, but he's already sent the help, and we just have to look for it. We just have to look for it. Minister Felicia, I appreciate your words of wisdom. I appreciate your example. Because I can tell you, my sisters, this woman of God is not just telling you, but she lives what she is instructed to us today, and her story. She lives it out on a daily basis. And it's a pleasure and an honor for me to be connected to her and be able to witness all that God is doing through her and her husband. through the power of their nonprofit and even her publishing business. So, Minister Felicia, you know, we have to make sure that the sisters on the podcast that are listening are able to stay connected with you in various capacities. So how would they be able to stay connected with you on social media or, you know, through technology of some sort?
Yes. So my website is FeliciaLucas.com, and you can go there. You can message me there. You can also see some of the things that I've been involved with. Our store website is HisGloryCreations.com. So that's our online Christian store that has products available. From the Facebook standpoint, my publishing company is on Facebook, His Glory Creations Publishing LLC, and our outreach ministry, Take It by Force Ministries, is there. So Facebook is a good place. You'll see a lot of what we're doing. And also on Instagram, I am Coach Felicia Lucas.
Awesome, awesome. Yes, my sisters, please connect with this beautiful sister of God. She is making moves, and I tell you, it's so good to be connected to women such as her. You know, when you're working for your next level and the abundance that God has for you, it's always important to stay connected to women or even people, right, that are on the same path as you. So I just want to recap that just in case anybody missed it. And Felicia, you can correct me or add to this because I want to make sure these sisters are able to connect with you if they want. So her website, where you can find out a lot about her, FeliciaLucas.com, Lucas, LUCAS.com. Okay, LUCAS.com. His Glory Creations. She is located on Facebook for that. That is her publishing company. You can go to His Glory Creations with an S.com if you are in need of publishing services. Also, His Glory Creations, as I said, is on Facebook. And also, her 501c3 is also on Facebook as well. And Coach Felicia, what did you say your Instagram was again? I just want to make sure that they get it.
Yes, it's Coach Felicia Lucas.
Awesome. Coach Felicia Lucas. So my sisters, connect with this beautiful woman of God, this on fire woman of God, and watch her as she does what God has called for her to do in this season. And who knows, maybe you can work with her one day in the many capacities that she has allowed for God to use her in. So Minister Felicia, Coach Felicia, so many, Boss Felicia, so many great things that you do. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom. Thank you so much for your time on today. I know that God is going to continue to bless both you, your husband, and your family as you endeavor to do all that He has called for you to do. And my sisters, I really encourage you to take the wisdom that she has shared with us today and really use it to reevaluate, right? No matter when you are listening to this particular podcast episode, okay? Because balance is something that I know under the rug, many of us, many women struggle with. And even when we look at it, okay, we may be doing fine for a while, but so much comes to us, right? So many people come to us, so many obligations, so many visions, that we often lose ourselves. So I highly recommend that you revisit this on a weekly basis, okay? Revisit your vision. Make sure you're being intentional. Make sure that when needed, you are saying no, okay? Revisit how you're feeling emotionally. Look at what you need to outsource, all right? And also pay attention as you are growing and as you're moving, the people that God sends in your life that could also assist you. That's very important, right? Because God knows what we need even before we know, okay? So it's important. So my sisters, we are done with another podcast episode of the Queen Authors Making Millions podcast. I pray that you have a blessed week. Make sure that you stay in balance so that you can live in purpose. And always remember, greatness should not just be an option. It should be the only option. Have a blessed week, and I'll be back with another episode next week. God's blessings. Love you. Bye-bye.
Hello, Queen, and thank you so much for tuning in and joining us and journeying with us through this week's episode of the Queen Authors Making Millions podcast. Be sure to stay tuned for next week as we will be dropping yet another life-changing episode. In the meantime, make sure you visit www.queenauthorsmakingmillionspodcast.com where you can stay up to date on the latest information and also receive knowledge and free gifts that will help you skyrocket to your next level of God-ordained abundance. Until then, blessings and love. And remember, greatness should not just be an option, it should be the only option.